Cooper and Una, and be nice to each other is what they say to us before you go into the show every day. And it's very hard to because Una's very competitive.
I am not competitive.
Oh my God, you were the most competitive person.
No, you are actually the most competitive person I know. It's so... Sad.
Donal, am I competitive in any way?
Yeah.
You're not loud about it. I think you're quietly competitive, but you don't. So no, I'll say no. I think you are inside.
I don't think I am.
You are.
I like
seriously.
Seriously, I'm not. I'm not. Like I don't care.
Right.
Yeah. But you are as well, Una.
Before
something, you are more.
This is how petty this guy is, right? I pronounce pseudo cream. He put in a call with the pseudo creme factory, right? To find out how to pronounce it correctly, just to get one over on me.
That's not competitive. That's just making sure you know.
It is competitive. It's like, I'm right, you're wrong. Ha ha.
No, it's just to help you. Like,
you're
a professional newsreader.
Don't you to embarrass yourself. Like, you know.
You know, like someday we'll have you saying the word catch.
Catch.
Speaking of catching. We had to catch a hen or a cockerel in one of the challenges that we set ourselves because it's ploughing this week. The first one, though, was the welly throw. So you weren't here Monday, so myself and Laura did this, but you were back in Tuesday and you had to try and beat Laura's distance because she kind of bet me. Even though the video...
She did, yeah.
Even though the videos on Instagram makes it look like that, I won. But
off to the sides when it was slightly longer.
Yeah. Okay, so Una had to throw the welly yesterday.
Can I have a couple of goals?
No.
Okay.
Not even a practice shot.
Not even a practice shot.
No.
On your mark. Yes. Go! Go on, Willie!
I don't think we need to measure that.
But we'll measure it just for the old time's sake. My goodness. You were all talk with this, weren't you?
I broke my arm. I don't have...
When?
Years ago, but I still... I suffer with it. It's not a strong arm.
7.03. Like, pretty much halfway.
Halfway.
Yeah.
Can I go again?
No.
I'll go on.
No. If you go again, I get to go again and try and beat Laura's.
Nah, forget it.
You're full of excuses. You were all talk at the start. I gotta do this.
No, I did. No, seriously.
And then I broke my arm.
I did.
Years
I broke
ago.
My arm.
When?
I can't remember. I was when I was ice skating.
That was when you were in school.
I wasn't in school. I finished college. So it was 2 years ago.
Somebody's doing the math. So hang on a sec. Our twins are four.
Anyway.
Cooper and Una have been on the radio together for about a billion years.
I've got a weak arm. I've got a weak arm. Yeah. So.
You really do have a weak something anyway. Right. So that is 1-0 to me. Not being competitive or anything. So Cooper, 1-1, 0.
Do you hear him?
He's wrote it down as well.
So I have to write it down, otherwise I forget. Here, look, I'll show you. On the way, find out who was able to guess the weight of the sheep. Jumpstart your mornings with Cooper and Una, who are now doing things like guess the weight of the sheep. So we decided we'd have a little bit of fun because the ploughing's on this week. We did the welly throw, which I bet Una. Yay!
Look at you. And you say you're not competitive.
By twice the length.
I told you, I have a weak arm.
Yeah,
I do. I broke it.
So the next was guess the weight of the sheep. So we had to hang out with Milky Way and guess the weight of the sheep. Who won this one? Who's getting the points? Here we go.
So this is Milky Way, the sheep. She's a Pisces, born on March 2nd, I think.
I must say, actually, thank you to Glendear Pet Farm for letting us come down and have a go at, you know, tossing wellies and guessing the weight of the sheep and chasing after cockles.
Absolute legends.
And we have to guess her weight. I think I've got it covered.
In you go. This should be fun. Make sure you get this on camera.
Oh.
Have you ever gotten over a fence before?
No, I think I need a stool. Oh, no, can't do it. Right, come here to me.
If you just lean over and flop in.
I'm not flopping in. Okay, she's a fine appetite, right? So we've gathered that. She's a good appetite. And she's a nice curvy lady. You know what I mean? Us curvy girls, yeah. That. Am I doing kilos or stone? I don't understand kilos, but...
I've only been in the metric system for like 30 years. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to say Milky Way is 9 stone.
Hey Siri, what's 9 stone in kilos? 57.15 kilograms.
57.15 kilograms.
I am going to go... She's a healthy looking girl and she's had a good summer, so I'm going to go higher than that. I'm going to go around 70.
So that's 11-ish.
70 kilos.
All right, who is the winner?
Luna is the closest.
Oh.
47 kilos.
What? Oh, you were spot on with that.
Oh.
That was way off.
Yeah.
So I got completely thrown off with your whole not being able to do the kilos and
poor
stuff.
Milky Way.
Why?
Adding on all those kilos to her.
She had a thick coat.
She did.
She, she's getting ready for the winter.
I won that one.
So it is 1-1 at the moment. So who will win at Catch the Cockerel or Catch the Hen? That is next. And who's basically able to run around and pick up the little birdie in the quickest time? Find out who did that next. We have been doing all the thing ploughing things. And we're having an awful lot of fun with it. We went to Glendear Pet Farm to do these challenges.
Mm-hmm.
The welly throw. Well, we did that in the car park outside. I beat Una in it. Yeah. Una was able to guess the weight of a sheep.
I was.
Milky Way was not as heavy as I thought she was.
No. Fat shaming poor Milky Way.
I wasn't.
Gorgeous girl.
I am so sorry, Milky Way. And that means it's 1-1 at the moment with our challenges. And we've one more challenge, and that is...
to catch the cock.
Our challenge now, because the ploughing's on, it's to catch the chicken, or as you say...
Well, to catch the cock. Okay. I don't know, they're six.
You've got food in your hands. You're not allowed to have food in your hands.
No,
give me the food.
Don't break the bag.
You're going to burst it. Una, you go first. See how long it takes you to catch the chicken. Timer starts now. Go. You got to be able to pick one up.
Hello, chicky chickies. Hello, chicky chickies. Come here to mama. Come to mama. I love you. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to rub you. Oh, you're so cute. Give me a snuggle.
Just pick one up.
Oh, I don't want to frighten you. They're eluding me. They're
eluding you.
Come back to me.
25 seconds. They're only tiny. Come on, pick one up.
Oh, no, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm frightening them.
You won't.
I'm going to give them PTSD.
They'll be fine. You're 40 seconds into it now.
No, little chicken. I'm telling you. They're like ninjas.
Like, look, you have them cornered now. Just
shut up, Milky Way.
Just pick. Come on, pick one up. You got it. Come on, you got it.
Oh!
It's like your hands are allergic to feathers. You get there.
I guess the catching the cock days are over for me.
Well, you've a minute 20 and you gave up.
Okay,
all right. 1 minute 20 and there was two little bantam hens in that little pen and you literally were over them and your hands were near them and then they would just run away. You're like,
I didn't want to frighten them. Like, they're only small and they see this big giant coming down trying to pick them up. Do you know what I mean?
They're fine. They're used to it. It's a pet farm. They're used to people being around them.
I know.
So it was a minute 20. Is that what we had on that?
Yes.
Okay, so that means it was over to me now to see could I beat and could I take this and beat you 2-1 in our ploughing challenge. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Have we started?
Started.
Oh, we started, so it's catch a chicken. All right, guys, here we go.
Ha ha.
Oh. There you go, hello.
What are you, the chicken whisperer?
Hello. What was that, time-wise? 5 seconds?
I have 20 seconds. Still running.
It was five. There you go now.
I knew you'd be better.
I win.
Yeah! Oh, God.
Because you were standing there. You couldn't even look. You looked down at the stopwatch. You were like, what? What happened just there? What happened? The blink of an eye.
Oh, listen.
What?
Whatever. And what can I say? I don't care. Listen, I am too gentle and kind. That's the problem. That's why. Yeah.
Too gentle and kind?
Yeah.
To not be able to throw a welly far?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about catching the cock.
Ow. You're right. We're just gone.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.